AT&T showing their true colors. On Live goes live somewhere else. Dropbox being magical. And Microsoft versus the iPhone. It's Monday, August 20th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWake. So, some things going on in the world today, in the Apple world, the mobile world. Let's begin today with the mobile world. And first up is a story that I hope will soon be retracted. Apparently, AT&T truly is an evil company that really does hate people and their customers. According to AT&T, AT&T will offer FaceTime over cellular as an added benefit of our new mobile share data plans, which were created to meet customers' growing data needs at a great value. With mobile share, the more data you use, the more you save. FaceTime will continue to be available over Wi-Fi for all of our customers. So, that's their statement. What AT&T is saying here is that if you aren't on the mobile share plan, that will most likely cost you several more dollars each month. You won't be getting FaceTime over 3G. This is even crappier, I feel, than blocking tethering, which I feel everyone should have as well. FaceTime is simply video calling, which we can do on Skype today. FaceTime is nothing that should be blocked. In fact, the more FaceTime we do, the more data we use, and the more data we use, the more money you, AT&T, will make, as we will still be paying 10 bucks per gigabyte of data. Many customers pay $30 for 3 gigabytes of data. Let us use the 3 gigabytes as we wish. Also, something to note here, a single person like myself with a single mobile device like an iPhone has no use for the mobile share plan. To add a device to this plan, it costs $30 to $45. Now, where is the sense for a single individual like myself to add, to create a mobile share plan with just a single device? And AT&T is now locking those people out of FaceTime. AT&T has now moved to an anti-single person model and moved to a family-only company or a couple-only company. This is not a good thing at all. This is an outrageous thing that they need to correct. These shared data plans are a terrible thing that needs to be ended or need to be modified to actually make sense. AT&T and Verizon have screwed up something that could have been truly great. The ability to just add all of your devices to a single plan that would have one pool of data and you'd be able to use it. And that's not what they did. They made it too cost prohibitive to do any such thing. So, just sad news. I should note that my unlimited data plan for my iPad seems to do FaceTime over 3G just fine in iOS 6. So, it may be a case where iPad customers have an advantage once again. Sprint has said that they won't charge extra. Verizon has yet to announce anything. So, another carrier news is that of Sprint. The carrier is doing something rather awesome for families making the switch. According to The Verge, Sprint is offering customers a $400 store credit to switch from another carrier. The deal is available to customers who sign a two-year contract and activate at least three lines on an Everything Data Share or Simply Everything Data plan. The promotion requires users to transfer one line from any competing carrier in the United States. Sprint's newest promotion is only available in-store and runs from Sunday, August 19th, which was yesterday, through September 15th, which will be just a few days after the new iPhone is announced, not when the new iPhone ships. I don't think Sprint service is the best, especially for data-heavy customers, but you really do have to admire the incentives like this one. Next, I just want to simply share a cool website with everybody. RetinaMacApps.com is a cool site that aims to keep track of all the Mac apps that have Retina support. They will send you a weekly digest if you want, or you can simply browse the site for apps that support the Retina MacBook Pro. So far, I count 136 apps that do support Retina, and it's a cool thing to see that number grow and grow over time. Also, Zombo.com. It's lots of fun. That is all for now. Next up today is the big news about OnLive. OnLive is a company that streams video games to low-end devices, such as TV boxes or even tablets. According to OnLive, we can now confirm that the assets of OnLive have been acquired into a newly formed company and is backed by substantial funding, and which will continue to operate the OnLive game and desktop services, as well as support all of OnLive's apps and devices, as well as game productivity enterprise partnerships. The new company is hiring a large percentage of OnLive incorporated staff across all departments and plans to continue hiring substantially more people, including additional OnLive employees. All previously announced products and services, including those in the works, will continue, and there's no expected interruption in service expected. They apologize that they were unable to comment on this transaction until it was completed and were limited to reporting on news related to OnLive's businesses. Now that the transaction is complete, they are able to make this statement. So that's the statement, and we still do not know who actually owns OnLive or what the future holds for this new company. I'm a fan of OnLive, and I'm sad to see this had to take place, most likely because it wasn't the hit that everyone wished it would be. In happier news is Dropbox, updating their website to include something rather magical. According to Dropbox, when you make a change to a file on your computer or phone, the Dropbox website instantly updates to reflect those changes. You no longer have to hit refresh as you wait for your friend to share those super important files or worry about getting out of sync. The latest files just automatically appear on your webpage. After all, every second counts. This is great news. Dropbox is a magical service that is now more magical than ever. So with that, I've got a couple of stories to close out the show. So what do I have to close out the show? First up is a rather cool story about a restaurant in West Hollywood, where I used to live, around that kind of area, bribing customers to leave their phone at the door. So here's the deal. According to Engadget, Eva, is a restaurant in West Hollywood. It's attempting to bribe customers to leave their phones at the door by offering a 5% discount on the final bill in exchange. Eva's owners are looking to create a home-like environment. They say we want to for people to connect again. Apparently, though, just under half of Eva's customers have exchanged their cell phone privileges for a discount since the deal began, and there have been no complaints about this policy. So about half the people there see the benefit of doing this. This is an interesting move. I personally love to be able to Instagram my food and check in the Foursquare. I feel that the restaurant gets free advertising by me simply eating at it. It seems this place doesn't feel that same way. So interesting move. It seems that people like me like to have their phones with them while they're eating. About half of those people do. So an interesting study to see if people actually will be incentivized enough to do this. I truly feel 5% is not that big of a discount. If they went more, say 25%, it'd be a much higher uptake there. Last up today is a rather interesting comparison. Forbes compares the iPhone to the entirety of Microsoft. According to Forbes, one Apple product, something that didn't exist 5 years ago, has higher sales than everything Microsoft has to offer. More than Windows, Office, Xbox, Bing, Windows Phone, and every other product that Microsoft has created since 1975. In the quarter ended in March 31st, 2012, iPhone sales had $22.7 billion. Microsoft Corporation as a whole had $17.4 billion. So yeah, the iPhone beats out the entirety of Microsoft by around $5 billion. Not too shabby. I find it funny how Bill Gates always said Steve's way was the wrong way. I guess, Bill, your way was actually the wrong way. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. You can find the show notes at iWakePodcast.com. I also do videos over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. And finally, if you'd like access to the script that I read from, as well as bonus content, head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again for information about iWake Again. Thank you for listening or watching to today's episode of iWake. I will be back tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Once again, iWakePodcast.com/again. And heading over to YouTube to watch some of the videos I do for the show. Thanks for watching.